There are still many unknowns around the shooting on Bates Ford Road that occurred early Monday morning. What we do know is that two Juneteenth celebrations occurred on Friday and Saturday on Bates Ford Road. Both were peaceful. A third started off peaceful Sunday but turned violent as gunshots were fired at roughly 12:30 a.m. People were hit by cars as they tried to flee the scene. Three people have died. Police are still searching for a motive and suspects. On Monday, CMPD was still waiting for people to come forward with what they saw. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia headed down Bates Ford Road to hear what people had to say.
On Monday afternoon, yellow police tape marked a portion of Bates Ford Road that just days before had been the gathering spot of peaceful festivities celebrating Juneteenth. Red and green balloons scattered the ground, some still filled with air. A grill lined with cooked meat and roasted corn on the cob, still wrapped in aluminum foil, stood right next to the yellow tape where police were searching for evidence. Multiple tire tracks where cars had circled donuts into the street looked so fresh, it looked like the cars had just driven off. Nick Hinton was there when things took a turn. He says he was heading back up the street when he heard gunshots. He didn't think too much of it till he saw a woman injured. After helping her to her car, he went back out to make sure his friends were okay. Then he saw more people on the ground.
I seen the girl laying in the ground in the middle of the street. Her head, literally, her wig and her brains was attached, separated from her. So once I saw that, I went ahead and got in my car and I left. And as I came back up here to try to find my homies or whatever, it was a dude over there laying down. It was somebody in a car over here. He got shot in the head. Somebody else was right there. She was in the middle of the street. It was somebody on this side. The girl that I helped, her blood is still over there. I don't even think the police know her blood right there.
It got bad real quick. There were too many people in one spot, Hinton says. He added that Sunday night's event was much different than the celebration that occurred throughout the weekend celebrating Juneteenth. And that's what two women, Tasha and Chantel, want people to know. Monday morning's incident was preceded by two peaceful and well-attended Juneteenth celebrations at the same location on Bates Ford Road, they pointed out. They were concerned that the violence was the only thing that would make the news.
Even though it's a big situation, I'm not taking away from that. However, this is all that's going to be reported, and that's what's messed up. That's what's wrong. Because this was a beautiful situation,
right? Nobody
came out here and
black
said,
and green flags,
how do I feel right now? You know, we're feeling amazing, and nobody asked us about that. But now y'all want to come ask us how we feel about this. Stop asking us about our grief. You know, that's not right.
Chantel said Friday night there was a peaceful parade that included a DJ. Everything was fine until Monday morning, they said. Tasha explains why they were hesitant to speak to a reporter. Then Chantel joins in.
But this is the part that the white people are going to see. And the reason we don't like to get interviewed is anytime you get interviewed in his comments, they under their tearing us apart. They under their
tearing
us apart.
White people calling us all type of monkeys and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Now I got to go find where they live. Now I'm ready to fight them. That brings on a whole different type of anger.
Yeah.
We don't need that. It's bad enough. We got to watch it because of the color of our skin.
Yeah.
We don't need no extra anger.
In the backdrop of the crime scene is a beauty supply shop, one of the businesses in the immediate area that's actually open. The owner, Walid Alboga, sits behind a counter surrounded by hair extensions. He spent Monday morning talking to people in the neighborhood about the violent turn of events. He, like many of the people I've spoken to, says he believes people from outside Charlotte are to blame.
The people outside are from this neighborhood. I've been here almost 22 years, over 20 years in this neighborhood. I know it from inside and out. What's happening, there's no way it could be, not even from Charlotte. I know lots of black community, a lot of people. This, what's happening is not from Charlotte.
He cares about this neighborhood, but this incident does have him thinking about retirement. Yet he has a love for West Charlotte and the community. He's not scared like others, he says, who shy away from having a business on this corner of Bates Ford Road. He's never been robbed. The neighborhood takes care of him, and he takes care of the neighborhood.
A lot of businesses didn't want to open in this corner right here, practically. It was just God give me that strength, I say, to stay here, and hopefully maybe we're getting better one day. Was to keep me a lesson here from, you know, understand my community, understand the neighborhood, and understand the people of Bates Ford Road.
Regulars start to fill the beauty supply store, some commenting on the shooting as they walk in, some just hearing the news about the violence and wondering what's going on with the yellow police tape. One of the shop's regulars is Latavia Roseborough. She spent Saturday and Sunday on Beatty's Ford Road during Juneteenth celebrations. She also lives in the neighborhood. She says when she heard gunshots early Monday morning, she just ran, hoping she wasn't next.
You can't tell where it's coming from. You can't see them, so, you know, you're scared. You're just running, just hoping that you don't get hit. I ran past here, and there was a guy. He got shot in the head, and he's just laying over there. It was a lot.
She added she has a strong intuition. When she was out Saturday night, she felt fine. But something was off from the onset of Sunday that led into Monday morning shooting. Now she says she knows what that nagging feeling, almost a warning, was. As the afternoon heat rises, folks who checked out the scene leave, and newcomers trying to make sense of what happened Monday morning arrive. Vianna Davis is taking in the crime scene. Plates, posters, and cups are scattered in the middle of the road. She wasn't there when the shots were fired, but she did watch videos of the violence. She says this incident is the tipping point for her family to move out of Charlotte.
Me and my family, we're packing our shit up and we're out of here.
Really?
I've been here for 28 years. But after last night, I'm done. I would never raise my kids in an area like this.
She spoke passionately with both anger and concern in her voice.
Either you can come together as one or quit saying Black Lives Matter until y'all can. Because it's not going to matter until nobody until it matters to us. And I'm Black. And like I said, I get along with everybody. That could have been easily somebody's 2-year-old or 3-year-old laying out here dead last night. And then if martial law come in, then everybody, oh, no, they're just trying to take the right of the Black people. No, it's not that. Y'all taking y'all own rights.
She stayed up all night watching videos through tears, taking in the violence. Everyone should have been waking up happy, she says, talking about the good time they had on Beatty's Ford Road for the third night in a row. Instead, she says, everyone is waking up in sorrow. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia.